Rescue personnel and religious groups aren't the only ones at Ground Zero. It's become a major tourist destination, and that bothers commentator John Ridley.
Open to the public for less than a month, the viewing platform on Church Street has, in short order, become the hottest ticket in the city. Literally. Some 5,500 people a day visit the platform to stare at the site. That's more than the number of people who visited the observation decks of the towers when they still stood. The line to the platform stretches for blocks, the wait for hours. So the city has begun issuing admittance tickets, about 250 for each half-hour viewing session. There is a two-ticket limit. You've got to control the supply when there's a demand. Maybe because I used to live in New York, because I was in the city on September 11th, have family who worked near the towers, to my sensibilities, there is something absolutely ghoulish about making the trek to Lower Manhattan, putting up the same effort you would to catch a Broadway show, just to see the remains of the terrorist plot. Apparently, I'm isolated in my conviction, while the reasons for going to the platform seem plentiful. Some claim they're heading down to the site to say a prayer for the victims. Maybe. But I'm guessing the god of their choice can hear them just as well from the house of worship of their selection. Some will say they want to witness the destruction so they'll never forget that horrible day in history. I think the major media have already overdone the job of playing witness for us. So, to me, despite anyone's best efforts or assurances otherwise, the platform is little more than a tourist attraction. And, yeah, there are other venues connected with human tragedy, which also attract viewers by the tens of thousands each year. The USS Arizona, the Gettysburg Battlefield, the Atomic Dome in Hiroshima, Oklahoma City. But at each of those sites, there is a truly dedicated memorial to the victims. Each site is more concerned with remembering lost lives rather than being transfixed with the destruction which stole them. And if nothing else distinguishes them from New York, at no other place will you see workers stop prying metal, machines stop hauling debris while human remains are pulled from the earth again and again. If standing in line to catch a glimpse of that is honoring the dead, it borders on morbid, almost like slowing down to grab a better view of a funeral. Certainly people can remember or grieve or gather as they please. If 5,500 of them a day would rather line up to see the results of the terrorist nasty chore than visit a standing firehouse or police precinct in Manhattan and give thanks to the public servants who are still out there doing their jobs, well, it's a free country. And so are the tickets to Ground Zero.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director. He's also author of the books Love is a Racket and Everybody Smokes in Hell.